Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to 2 Timothy chapter 1. In verse 7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Now, there is something here that is absolutely required, but that people don't always possess. You guys need to learn how to possess this. It's extremely important. You have power, yes. You have love, yes. But in order to have anything, you need a sound mind. A sound mind is simply a mind that thinks well. A sound mind is a mind that responds well. A sound mind is a mind that knows how to think. And that's not that common. Nowadays, people really don't know how to think. The only people who really know how to think are those people who think with the mind of Christ. But if you don't think with the mind of Christ, you don't know how to think. Nowadays, people are such bad thinkers, they're even confused about whether they're a boy or a girl. That's incredibly, painfully bad thinking. You can't even figure out the obvious. That's bad thinking. But God wants us to have a sound mind. The phrase sound mind in the original Greek language is sophronismos, and it means a calm, well-balanced mind possessing discipline and self-control. It's a calm, well-balanced mind possessing discipline and self-control. Discipline is required in thinking. Most people don't have disciplined thinking. But discipline is required in thinking. Why? Because if you don't have disciplined thinking, you have an old sin nature. And the old sin nature is the target of your enemy. In the angelic battle, in the conflict between God and Satan, God's angels and the demons, the mind of the believer is the prize. The battle is over your mind. What Satan attacks is your mind. That's how he gets to your old sin nature. He'll project wrong thoughts. And to make it worse, he'll make you think that they're your own thoughts. Because he has no voice, so he has to use your mental machinery, and it sounds like your own mental voice. You know that voice you hear in your head when you're kind of thinking? That's your mental voice. That's what he uses. He's very clever, he's very subtle, and he'll try to make you think that his thoughts are your thoughts. And when you buy that, then he has control over things like what you say, and even over your decisions, over your emotions. He'll have control over your self-image. He'll have control over what you think about the things around you, the people around you. That's how he takes charge. If you have a disciplined mind, then you will recognize the enemy's, what we call projections, thoughts he tries to plant in your mind. Don't listen to those thoughts. The way that you know if they're the right thoughts is whether they are according to God's mind. We need a disciplined, self-controlled mind. In Hebrews 8:10, this is the covenant. A covenant is like an agreement, which I will make with the house of Israel. You could just as easily put with all Christians because it's talking about the people of God. After those days, says the Lord, giving my laws, that's not talking about Moses' laws. That's really talking about precepts, which is the principles of the Word of God. Giving, we can say, the Word of God into their mind, and I will write the Word of God on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. The Holy Spirit puts the Word of God in your mind and in your frame of reference. Remember, heart speaks of frame of reference. The frame of reference is the basis of your thinking. For example, your mom or your dad, when you're a little kid, tell you, don't cross the road without me. Or maybe if you're a little bit older, look both ways before you cross the road, make sure nothing is coming. And from then on, you remember, I have to look both ways, or if you're really little, I cannot cross the road without my mom or dad. If you're a little older, you look both ways. I remember when I was a little kid, we were living in Ohio, and we were new to the neighborhood. My parents didn't know anybody there. They didn't know what anybody was like. And they said to me, if anybody offers you things like candy or something, don't take it. Just get away from them. And I was about maybe 6 years old. And I was riding my bicycle past this school that was there. And some kids, they looked like big kids to me, but they were probably like 10 or 12 or something like that. And they said, hey, little boy, you want some candy? And that came back to my mind. And I just pedaled my head off on that bicycle. Why? Frame of reference. They put that in my frame of reference. That became the basis of my thinking. God puts the Word of God as the basis of your thinking. He puts it in your mind. That's exactly what you want. That's the job of the Holy Spirit. In John 16:13, He guides you in all truth. If I'm going to have a sound mind, I need the Holy Spirit to put God's thoughts into my thinking. Now, in Romans 7:25, I myself, with the mind, truly serve the law of God. Again, the Word of God. In other words, with my mind, I desire the Word of God. With my mind, I desire the things of God. With my mind, I desire the character of God. With my mind, I desire to be obedient to God. But then he continues, and with my flesh, and flesh is talking about the old sin nature, and the reason why it's called the flesh is because that's where the old sin nature is found. It's found in your DNA, in your genetics. With my flesh, I serve the law of sin. The law of sin is whatever is not of faith in Romans 14:23. So with my flesh, with my old sin nature, I don't think in the Word of God. With my old sin nature, I don't think with the mind of Christ. I don't think with the love of God. I don't think with the faithfulness of God. I don't think with the promises of God. I don't think in faith if I'm thinking in my old sin nature. So I'm either thinking with the Word of God or I'm thinking in the old sin nature. There's only the two options. In Romans 8:6, the mind of the flesh, again, old sin nature, is death. There is nothing good that the old sin nature and thinking with the old sin nature can bring. People do it all the time. We're taught to do that. In our culture, in our society, in schools, we're taught to think with the old sin nature. The reason is because the old sin nature has a good part and a bad part. Good in the world's eyes, not in God's eyes. The world would say, do that which is good, serve yourself, take care of yourself. And yes, we are responsible. We certainly do want to be responsible. But we're not the center of the world. We're not the center of the universe. It's not about us. What God says is live in faith and respond in faith. In Ephesians 3:20, God goes above and beyond anything you can ask or think. It's kind of a strange thing to say, serve yourself, do only what's good for yourself, when God says, I can give you beyond anything you can even imagine for your benefit. So it's another one of Satan's little tricks. What I can do and what God can do, there's an infinite difference. He is so much more capable than I am. And so I don't think with the old sin nature. I don't go to that. I don't evaluate. I don't accept it in my own thinking. But the mind of Christ, it continues, is life and peace. A lot of people lack peace. A lot of people lack quality of life. Why? It's the old sin nature. Sometimes if you tell people, well, you're living in your old sin nature, they'll get very upset with you. But it's still the old sin nature. You want to think with the mind of God. That's what God gives you to think with. Then it continues in verse 7, because the mind of the flesh, the old sin nature, is an enemy of God. We don't think about that sometimes. The old sin nature is an enemy of God. For it is not being subjected to the law or the word of God, for neither can it be. It's not capable of responding to God because it has separated itself from God. The person who created the old sin nature is the devil. In Genesis chapter 3, the old sin nature was born. When that took place, that gave the devil a way to manipulate us. That's one of the many reasons why it's so important to put away the old sin nature, not tolerate it. You can't get rid of it till you die. But you cannot tolerate it in your life because it's going to do bad things to you. On the other hand, the Word of God in your life, thinking with God, is going to do some very good things for you. In Romans 1:28, there are some people who do not think it fit to have God in their knowledge. And God gives them up to a reprobate mind to do those things that are not right. A reprobate mind is a mind that is worthless and incapable. That's what that word means. Worthless and incapable. Imagine this. You have a worthless and incapable mind. That's really something to work with, isn't it? I have a worthless and an incapable mind. I don't know up from down. And there's a lot of this going on nowadays. I don't know up from down. I have a worthless and an incapable mind. How does that happen? No word of God. Why is the mind worthless apart from the word of God? Well, think about it. The vast majority of my thoughts, I don't know where they came from. Because it's part of what we call the unconscious mind. The unconscious mind accepts everything. It has no filter. It accepts everything. This is why God says it's so important to guard your thinking. Don't let the wrong things in, because the unconscious mind will accept it, and it'll accept it as truth, and then it has its effect, and you're not even sure where it's coming from, because you're not aware of it. That's why they call it the unconscious mind. And so, if I don't even know the source of my thoughts, how can I rely on those thoughts? What I can rely on is the source that's from God. The Word of God gives you the right thoughts. Now, it's not that the Word of God tells you what to think. The Word of God tells you how to think. And there's a world of difference. The Word of God may not tell you, okay, today you go over there. On the mission field. Let's say, okay, today you go to wherever, India on the mission field. The Word of God doesn't say that. But having the Word of God in your thinking will give you the ability to come to that conclusion when the Holy Spirit wants it. Apart from the Word of God, you can't do it because the carnal mind, the natural mind, the mind apart from God, the old sin nature's thinking is not capable. It has no ability to think with God. So you absolutely require the mind of God. It's not hard to get. It does take a little discipline. But it is not hard to get. In Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then in verse 3, set your mind to be right-minded. In Ephesians 4:23, we are renewed in the spirit of our mind. So how do I get a healthy mind? The Holy Spirit gives me a healthy mind when I receive the Word of God. Think of the Word of God as the language of God. Have you ever talked to somebody from a foreign country? And maybe they don't speak English very well. And you can't really communicate much. You can smile at them. You can point at something. You can wave. But you can't have a conversation. You can't really have a relationship. It's like that with the Word of God. If a Christian does not possess the Word of God as the source of their thinking, then that believer will not be able to have a right relationship with God. If I don't have the right mind, that often leads to things like mental illness. About a year and a half ago, I was talking to a friend of mine who's a very good Christian counselor. And we were talking about the effect of wrong thinking on mental health or lack of mental health. People who have mental issues, maybe severe mental issues. And he said the vast majority of those mental issues start with wrong thinking. They accept something that is wrong, and then it affects their brain. Now, there is a difference between the mind and the brain. Sometimes people think that the brain and the mind are the same thing. They're not. The mind is within the brain. The brain is the organ that allows the mind to work. It houses the mind. But when a soul leaves a body, when somebody dies, the mind does not go away. They still think. When there is mental illness, it's the brain that is sick, not the mind. And then if somebody has a natural cause of a mental illness, let's say chemistry in their brain gets sick, the brain gets sick. Let's say that happens, the mind isn't sick, the brain is. The mind depends on the brain for its function while your soul is inside of your body. But the moment the soul leaves the body, the mind functions perfectly fine. And so, it's different than your brain. However, the wrong thinking can make your brain sick. Because it's asking the brain to work in a way that it's not designed to work. And essentially, it can break your brain. You have to have the Word of God as the source of your thinking if you're going to have a healthy mind. In Luke 24:45, Christ opens our mind to understand His Word. A lot of people are afraid that they won't understand what the Bible says. Christ opens your mind to understand His Word. Don't ever think to yourself, I'm not going to know what this means. You have the Holy Spirit inside of you, and He teaches you. Even right now, when you're listening to church, when you're listening to a message, the Holy Spirit goes from one person to the next, and He speaks to their heart. This is the reason why you can have two people who listen to exactly the same message and they get something completely different from it. Because the Holy Spirit brought something to one person and something different to the other person, according to their needs. Same message, but two different messages at the same time. And that's by what the Holy Spirit is doing. The Holy Spirit teaches you when the Word of God is being heard. Once that happens, in 1 Corinthians 2:16, you have the mind of Christ. That's the goal. That's the desire. That's where you get a healthy mind. That's where you get healthy decisions. That's where you get healthy emotions. That's where you get a healthy self-image. That's where you become healthy on the inside. All the problems that take place because a person has a poor mind. And it's not that they can't have a good one. They just don't have the mind of Christ to think with. We're not made to think with anything else. Our design is to think with the Word of God. That's why Satan in the garden, the first thing he did was attack Eve's thinking with the Word of God. Because he didn't have any room at all as long as she was thinking with the Word of God. But the moment she stopped thinking with the Word of God, he had all the room in the world. And that happens to us also. She wasn't aware that's what he was doing. He's very subtle. He's very tricky. But that's what he was doing. Now, in Luke chapter 10 and verse 27, this is what's required to maintain a healthy mind. We get a healthy mind through the Word of God. In order to keep that healthy mind, Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Love is the thing that keeps the old sin nature at bay. That's what protects you from the old sin nature. All of us have an old sin nature. But if we actively love, and remember, that's not an emotion. Love is defined in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. And in that complete definition, there is nothing about emotions. Don't ever think that love is an emotion. Love can produce an emotion, but love is not an emotion. In 1 Corinthians 13, 4, the first two characteristics of love are patience and kindness, and all the other characteristics come out of those two. There's some application of those two characteristics. So if you have patience, in other words, you exercise being patient toward people. And some people will say, well, I don't feel like being patient. This is where my emotions are. Well, that's the old sin nature. You put that away and you exercise, and sometimes it does take discipline. You exercise patience toward people, or you exercise kindness toward people. And again, I don't feel like being kind. This is where my emotions are. That's the old sin nature. You exercise being patient. You exercise being kind. And you do it by faith. You do it simply because God said it. And you overcome your old sin nature. And it protects your thinking. This is not receiving love I'm talking about. Yes, we do receive love, but that's a totally different issue. This is about giving love. You give love, and it protects you from your old sin nature. Stay patient, stay kind, and it protects you from the old sin nature. Regarding God, a lot of people are impatient or unkind toward God. They ask Him for something and they don't get it right away. And they'll start to accuse God. Well, God doesn't answer prayer. Is it the end of your life yet? How do you know God doesn't answer prayer? Oh, you mean He told you to wait, and so He doesn't answer prayer? It's like saying, okay, I want a gallon of water, but all I have is this tiny little cup. You know what God's going to do if you do that? He's going to turn your cup into a gallon. But that's a process. If I am patient, if I am kind toward God, then I'll be willing to wait on Him. In Isaiah 40 verse 10 says, if I wait on Him, then I renew my strength. So I go with what Isaiah told us. You wait on God. You don't get impatient. You don't get unkind. You don't start accusing Him. And you become stronger. And then eventually he will give you what you have asked him for. In order to have a life with God, you have to be patient with God and you have to be kind with him because he's working on you. And he will not do something until you are ready. If he did it before then, he would hurt you. And so this patience and kindness thing is a big deal with other people. If I'm impatient or unkind to other people, I cannot have a relationship with them. Why? Because I'm having a relationship with myself. And I can't have both at the same time. If I'm patient and kind toward you, I'm looking away from me and I'm looking toward you. And then I can have a good relationship with you. If I'm impatient or unkind toward you, I'm looking at me and I'm expressing my old sin nature to you. There's no relationships in the old sin nature. Not real ones. So this is a big deal, this sound mind. Every part of your life is affected by your thinking. In Isaiah 26:3, perfect peace comes to the mind that focuses on God. That means focusing on the Word of God. If I don't focus on the Word of God, I will not have peace. If I focus on the Word of God, I will have perfect peace. And that's how you get this sound mind. Don't underestimate its importance. It is one of the most important things that can happen to you is to get a sound mind. You guys understand that? Okay, that's it for today. If you don't know that you're going to go to heaven when you die, pray in your heart, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Savior. I accept your gift of mercy and what you have done on the cross. Save my soul. Take me to heaven when I die. And give me a relationship with you now as you come into my heart and live.